The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
Who gets up this early?
Huh? Anybody? Guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
I just think it's gonna be a good day.
Guess what day it is?
You asked for it, and you got it. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson, live from the True Air Technologies studio on 94.5 The Answer.
You know, every day you and I come together between 6 and 9, and we talk about battles, because we're in a political battle. Today we're talking about a different battle, though, as we are kicking off our Red Kettle campaign for the Salvation Army. Believe it or not, there is a real-life battle that happens every day all around us. Unfortunately, sometimes people don't win. Sometimes stockings are still under the Christmas tree empty on Christmas morning. Sometimes kids go to bed hungry, or they don't even go to bed at all because they don't have a home or place to sleep. And that's why we're partnering with the Salvation Army this morning as we kick off our Red Kettle campaign. And you hear the bell ringing because we have people who are generously giving throughout the morning. I had a friend a minute ago, Superior Renovations, and Greer, Danny Green, he kind of surprised me. He gave me $500, but he challenged me to match it. Kind of put me on the spot on my own radio show. So I matched it. We've had others. State Senator Dwight Loftus gave generously, and he challenged other members of the state legislature to give as well. Felicia Collins with the Fred Collins Foundation offered to match it. I see my friend Mike Burns over there. Maybe he's come in to match what Dwight's given, and Felicia will match that as well. We'll get to Mike Burns here in just a few minutes, too. But we're here for a different battle today. So let me encourage you to go to TeamHudson.org. TeamHudson.org, help us reach our goal of helping the Salvation Army. Give $25, $50, $100, $500 like Superior Renovations. If you're a business out there and you want to match that challenge, $500 would go a long way. Together, we can help the Salvation Army. I got a couple of guys sitting here in front of me as well. You hear me talk every day about True Air Technologies. Merritt Gant with me. Merritt came out and he put his equipment in my house. I didn't even realize it was there. Left it a couple of days, gave me a full assessment on radon levels in my house and air quality in my home. And, of course, you can't listen to the Morning Answer and not hear about Greenworks, because we give away Greenworks products every day. We tell you about this wonderful line of battery-powered tools. We got a blower right here on the table that we're going to be giving away to some generous donor today. Brian Stearns is with us for a few minutes as well. Brian, I'm going to start with you. You had an unexpected stayover. You were working with your team up in Mooresville, and thank you for driving in.
Of course, yeah. We're 'tis the season, right? It's time for cleaning up the yard and getting the home ready for the holidays and Super Bowl week, you know, in retail right now. We've got the biggest sales day of the year coming up.
Oh, yes, and thank you for the partnership with Greenworks, and we've got this blower that we're going to be giving away to a donor. Going to help us as we make our way to Greenwood and Anderson and Spartanburg over the next coming weeks as we continue our Red Kettle campaign. And Greenworks is just a great company. Up in Mooresville, North Carolina, I enjoyed so much when I was able to spend some time up there with you guys. And, of course, Ringo Fire, your company, is here in downtown Greenville doing a lot of good. But you got to be proud to work with such a company like Greenworks.
We are. Our full team is truly proud. As a 3.5-4-year-old agency working in the hardware industry with folks at Lowe's and Home Depot, big brands like Greenworks and Serta, it's been a blast. And Greenworks is certainly thrilled to take part in your show and to be such a connected partner and to be part of this charitable cause today and throughout the rest of the year.
Yeah, well, thank you, Brian, for being a part of it, being a major part of it, and as we travel around and raise some money for a great cause. Salvation Army, they do wonderful work. They help people who need help. They help families. They help children. Right here in Greenville alone last year, they served like 140,000 meals. That's just Greenville. Across the nation, it's like 23 million. Meals, and so they do amazing work, and they raise the money right in the communities that they serve, and that's why I just love them. So, and I love talking about Greenworks. It truly have made my life easier around the house. I've got these gas powered tools that are really. I think I'm going to have a museum of some type and just put them in this museum of before and after, because you had to mix the oil with the gas like the chainsaw. I have limbs falling all the time out on my little property, and it never failed that gas-powered chainsaw, it sat all winter, then I couldn't get it to start. I don't have that problem with my Greenworks tools.
I remember how fired up my dad used to get about winterizing his tools and then bringing them back out in the spring. I mean, and you're right. It's just as easy as popping in a battery and going. It's so simple. It makes it fun.
Yep. So for someone today who makes a generous donation, you're going to be able to walk away with this Greenworks 60-volt blower. And I got to tell you, it's great. It's lightweight. I've got some video I'm going to share with you eventually. I had leaves all over my roof the other week, and so I was up there blowing the roof off, and I looked down. My wife had her iPhone out. I don't know if she was surprised that I was up there blowing the roof off, or she was surprised that I was working. I don't know which one it was. But it's so lightweight. I just jumped up on the roof and was able to get those leaves off. So. Brian, thank you for being a part of this. Yeah, and Merritt, we appreciate your partnership with the station as well. True Air Technologies, I love telling your story. A fairly new company, and you're literally out and you're keeping people and their families safe.
Absolutely. So, Joey, thanks for having us this morning. We're thankful to be here and help support the Salvation Army today with you. But yes, sir, you're right. We are out there saving lives, and that is the most important thing for us, is to provide clean indoor air quality for our customers.
Yeah. I was surprised, because when you came into my house, I didn't really know what to expect. But I really didn't even know your equipment was there. You set it up, you disappeared for a couple of days, and then you gave me a complete assessment of what was going on in my house. But I didn't even realize that your equipment was there after you left.
And that's what I always tell people, and most people don't realize that, is we set that equipment up and you forget about it. It doesn't make any noise. You hardly know it's there. And it's simply sitting there measuring your home and assessing the indoor air quality for you.
Yep. Well, thank you again for your partnership. You can text Radon to 877-235-9405, because we still have a few of those certificates left. And I got to ring the bell here, because Brian just put in a $100 bill in our Red Kettle. Thank you, Brian, for doing that as we are here kicking off our Red Kettle campaign. Text Radon to 877-235-9405, because we have some certificates for a free evaluation, and Merritt will come out and take care of your home as well. Thank you for being here with us.
Thanks for having me.
And Brian, thank you for coming down as well. Glad to have you along as we continue this special broadcast from Tommy's Ham House, as we, again, raising money for a good cause, for the Salvation Army. You hear that bell ringing, meaning that somebody is making a contribution. Dwight Loftus did a little challenge there. And I'm gonna tell you about that. State Senator Dwight Loftus challenged some of his fellow legislators to step up and to give a donation. And when we come back, maybe I can get Mike Burns over here for a minute and see if Mike Burns is going to accept the challenge. The Fred Collins Foundation, they're going to match what any state legislators give as well. It's 8:15 here on 94.5 The Answer. And we're ringing the bell for our Red Kettle as we kick off our Red Kettle campaign. $100 helps feed a family of four for 3 days. $150 helps provide meals for 60 children in need. And $250 will cover 2 nights of shelter for a family of four. So give as generously as you can. 877-235-9405. Just text the keyword GIVE, or go to teamhudson.org. Or better yet, just come by Tommy's Country Ham House and show up in person, have a cup of coffee, eat breakfast, and you can. I've got a Red Kettle right here on the table, and you can give generously here as well. A few minutes ago, State Senator Dwight Loftus issued a challenge to his fellow legislators to step up and give. And Felicia Collins with the Fred Collins Foundation happened to be here at the same time, and she offered to match any of those. I snagged Mike Burns, Representative Mike Burns, a minute ago. So have you? Did you come to accept the challenge from State Senator Dwight Loftus?
Unfortunately, I did. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. How are you, sir?
He actually called me last evening and asked me to come by, and I told him I'd be by about the 8 o'clock hour.
Well, always good to see you.
We're here to do the right thing and support a wonderful cause in our area. And we appreciate your work this morning. We appreciate what the Salvation Army does. And we also appreciate Senator Loftus trying to get the folks out to be heard to support this good cause this morning.
Oh, yeah. And as I was talking with Senator Loftus, also sitting with me, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, as I was talking with Senator Loftus, you know, one of the things that I love about the Salvation Army is all the families and the people they can help. That's just someone that's not depending on state government as well, because they can do it much better than state government can.
You're absolutely right, Joey. And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
To you and all your listeners. But you're right. You know, the governor, he really summed it up well. He talks about it a lot. We have a 6-foot bed and a 4-foot blanket. And he's absolutely right. And it's organizations like the Salvation Army that really fill in that 2-foot gap. I mean, what they collect here, you know, I had the privilege of being with them on the steps of the Capitol just a few days ago, kicking off the Red Kettle campaign. And, you know, the money they collect now doesn't just go for Christmas and food for those families. It goes for programs all year long. And they promote reading programs for kids who aren't reading well. And we all know how important that is. So I echo your call. And Senator Loftus and Representative Burns, we really need to give generously. We see those red kettles hanging all the time. And know that they're filling a lot of gaps all year long.
Yeah, and they're out there everywhere as you go into to various stores around the upstate and around South Carolina. Just slow down a minute. Don't run by them.
That's right.
Slow down a minute. Empty your pockets. Put your change in there and give generously, because they need our help. And again, it's just the more that groups like the Salvation Army, the more they do, the less dependent people have to be on government. Let state government do the things that I think it's better intended or better suited to do. We're so blessed. Representative Mike Burns, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, we're so blessed in South Carolina. We've got a great economy. We've got some great companies, you know, offering high-paying jobs. I know you travel around the state talking about those all the time. And we have a lot to be thankful for on this Thanksgiving.
Yes, we absolutely do. I mean, we have 60,000 good-paying jobs we need to be filled. People that are working, we have the lowest unemployment in the country. You're absolutely right, Joey. We are truly blessed.
And Mike Burns, you've been in the upstate for many, many years, and we have just truly been blessed. We have BMW and Michelin, North America. You know, we went from that textile world many, many years ago. And fortunately, we had some great leadership in the upstate that helped us make that transition. And we haven't had some of the hard times that other parts of the country have, but we're truly blessed here in the upstate.
You know, the good book teaches us where there's no vision, the people perish. The upstate has had a great vision. I was in the textile business for 30-plus years, and I remember the International Textile Show right here in Greenville every year. I remember in 1987 when it went to Europe for the first time, and the textile business began to go away and to go other places in the world where cheaper labor is. And the people in this area, you know, adopted a philosophy, and they wanted good, high-paying jobs, good technology, good education basis. Our technical school system is the best in the nation right here in South Carolina. And we've done some things poorly, but most of the things we've done in leadership in our government has been really well. And as Lieutenant Governor just mentioned, the unemployment rate, there's 60, 70,000 jobs that we're yet to fill. We're trying to rush people through our educational system and get them prepped to take these jobs. And this is a great time to be a South Carolinian. And our state is among the most progressive leading states in the Southeast and, in fact, the country. And people all the time, they're looking for the Sun Belt And South Carolina is the gem of that Sun Belt.
Yes.
And we're very fortunate here.
Yes. All right, I got to ask you a personal question, Lieutenant Governor.
Sure.
Who cooks the turkey in your family?
I do.
You do? And how do you cook it? We've been having a debate this morning on whether you should fry it, whether you should just stick with the traditional roasting in the oven, or maybe you got a big green egg and you smoke it.
Well, I roast it in the oven. I go with the traditional. I stuff that turkey early tomorrow morning and get it cooking, and that's what my
All right,
family likes.
Yeah.
But now my middle son, Joey, he is begging us to deep fry a turkey, too.
Fried turkey's pretty good.
I don't know. He wants to do it himself. He'll be 21.
You could do two. Have yours and have a turkey.
Turkey cook-off,
yes.
Well, I have 30 people coming to the house. So.
30 people, wow.
Exactly, so we'll have a lot of mouths to feed for two turkeys.
Representative Mike Burns, how do you cook your turkey?
The traditional way. Everybody knows the old-fashioned traditional way. I've tried them fried, and I love them that way. But on Thanksgiving, all is traditional.
Yep. Thank you both, Mike Burns, Pamela Evatt. Thank you both for being here. And
Happy
thank you for all that you do in our state government and keeping things running smoothly.
Well, thank you. It's an honor and a blessing to serve the people. It really is, Joey.
Yes, glad to have you here. 877-235-9405 is the number that you can text the word GIVE to and give generously to our Red Kettle. Just text GIVE or go to teamhudson.org, teamhudson.org. Mike Burns, of course, accepted the challenge from Dwight Loftus, other state legislators, if you're around, to do likewise. And the Fred Collins Foundation has stepped up, and they are, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt putting some money in my Red Kettle there. Thank you, Lieutenant Governor. Glad to have you here. And we'd love for you to come by as well as we continue this special broadcast from Tommy's Ham House. And that's the Tommy who owns the Ham House, not my Tommy. Right, Tommy?
Yeah. Yeah, right. See, you're doing this to me. I'm all morning. It's been this way for a couple weeks now. Every time you mention Tommy's Ham House, I get a little jolt. I jump up a little.
Yes, yes. Felicia Collins just walked back over. All right, so Mike Burns showed up to accept your challenge. We have Dwight Loftus, and maybe some others will show up too.
Well, somebody's got to get the money.
Yes, that's right.
And we want it to be the Salvation Army.
Yes. So teamhudson.org, and so our Red Kettle grew a little there as Mike Burns put some in, and Felicia Collins of Red Collins Foundation is going to be matching that. And, of course, as you know, I got a surprise a minute ago by Superior Renovations. He challenged me to match his $500 contribution. I did so, and our friends at Big Rock, they stopped by with a check for $1,000. So we're moving along here as we try to fill this Red Kettle up on this Wednesday before Thanksgiving. How do you cook your turkey? And are you going to allow political talk? Are you going to be talking politics at your family table when you sit down to eat that turkey tomorrow? Well, I got a few tips if we have time, as we got a lot of people to talk with here too. This Christmas, the Salvation Army invites you to join the fight for good. It's a fight to support the 13 million children who live in poverty across the U.S. Unfortunately, some of those are here in the upstate of South Carolina as well. It's a fight to bring Christmas to the thousands who have lost their homes this past year to fire and other devastating storms and various things, and a fight to help the hardworking families across our communities right here in the upstate to literally just put food on the table, keep the electricity on, pay their rent. And they're doing that right here every day in the upstate of South Carolina. Go to teamhudson.org, teamhudson.org, give $25, $50, $100, or do like Superior Renovations, Danny Green, who stopped by earlier this morning and gave $500 and surprised me a bit. He challenged me to match the $500, which I did. Big Rock was by earlier this morning and gave $1,000. And, of course, our friends from Greenworks, they have donated some additional products. Somebody today, some generous donor, is going to have a Greenworks 60-volt power blower to do some of that yard work around. And just a lot of good people stopping by this morning at Tommy's Ham House. That's Tommy Stevens, the owner of Tommy's Ham House, not my Tommy, who's back in the studio pushing the buttons. Right, Tommy?
Yes, sir.
You don't have a ham house, right?
No. No, well, I serve a lot of ham at home, if that counts.
Yes, all right, yes.
Nothing like what you're getting to enjoy this morning.
Go to teamhudson.org, teamhudson.org. Give generously. And, of course, come by because we're ringing the bell to kick off our Red Kettle. Chris from Fat Daddy's Barbecue. We're going to be headed to Greenwood here in just a few weeks. And, of course, over to Anderson and Spartanburg, just around the upstate of South Carolina. So give whatever you comfortably can. You know, you hear me talking all the time about my friends at the Bank of Travers Rest. They have been so good to me over the years, and Eric Wall stopped by for a few minutes. This is a company that does a lot of good. Eric, you guys, you're out in the community. You're always supporting good community causes. First off, thank you for what you do, and thank you for keeping me out of trouble from time to time, too.
Well, I can't take credit for that. That's somebody else's deal.
That's Eddie Fuel.
That's right.
Eddie Fuel keeps me out of trouble.
I'm not sure who's watching him. But
thank you for being a good partner throughout the year, the Bank of Travers Rest. You know, the reason that I bank with the Bank of Travers Rest is because you guys are right here in the community. And you know, I've been doing it a long time now. I talk about that I've been with the Bank of Travers Rest for 36 years now. I must have started when I was about two, or either I'm older than I think I am.
It's weird how that happens.
It is, isn't it?
It is.
36 years I've had an account with the Bank of Travers Rest.
I was elementary school.
You didn't even have a checking account at that point,
exactly.
Did you?
I didn't know what that was.
Yep. But the Bank of Travers Rest, they do community banking as it should be, and it's just a pleasure to do business with you guys, Eric.
Well, thank you. We enjoy that relationship. Enjoy the relationships that we have with our other customers out in the community as well.
It takes all of us just doing a small part to keep things going. And of course, you know, every morning we talk a little politics, and we're going to have some politics coming up soon. I've had a number of candidates coming through, and you're asking, well, you know, are we in the middle of election? Well, actually we are. We have a sheriff's election coming up soon. We'll have a primary January the 7th. And then the general election in March, of course. Keep it here on December the 9th. We're going to have a debate, and you're going to have a chance to ask questions of the five candidates who are running. One of those sitting in front of me, Darius Hall. Darius, you came by to have breakfast, a cup of coffee. Appreciate you being here.
Yes, sir. Good to be here.
Yeah. So you've been with the sheriff's office for a while now.
Yes, sir. 26 years.
26 years. So you made a career out of it, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Talk with us for a minute on why you decided to run for sheriff.
Well, over the past 26 years, I like to consider that I've developed myself into becoming an expert at what we do in the majority of the divisions. I've worked from uniform patrol through narcotics. I've supervised our federal task force. And also, I'm currently your public affairs captain. And that's given me a very intimate relationship with the community, where I hear all their complaints, and just matching that with my experience, I think that I can serve us well.
Yep. I see my friend Tony Lee sitting over there. How do you keep him out of trouble?
Hey, he's a good guy. It's very, very easy. He's excellent at what he does over at Crime Stoppers.
Tony Lee has been with Crime Stoppers for many, many years. Each Saturday, Tony joins me. We give an update on Crime Stoppers and some of the crimes, some of the most wanted and all. But thank you guys at the Sheriff's Office, and you especially, for supporting our program. Of course, Crime Stoppers is another nonprofit here in the community, just making our community safer, making it a better place to live. And thank you for allowing Tony to work with us. And we love Tony. Tony's done a great job with Crime Stoppers over the years.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Darius Hall, thank you for being by. And good luck to you. And I'll see you on December the 9th. I'll try not to be too tough.
Yes, sir.
On you.
Looking forward to it.
Darius Hall and Eric Wall, thank you again from the Bank of Travers Rest for stopping by and being with us as we kick off our campaign. Yep. 877-235-9405. Text GIVE. It's just that simple, folks. Text GIVE and give generously. $100. $500, $1,000. Big Rocks came by earlier and gave $1,000. You could do the same, because this is all going for a good cause. $100 helps feed a family of four for 3 days. $150 helps provide meals for 60 children. $250. For example, State Senator Dwight Loftus, he gave a donation of $250 a minute ago. That helps cover two nights of shelter for a family of four. Representative Mike Burns matched that. Fred Collins Foundation, they matched both of those. So just give whatever you can. Just give whatever is comfortable, and I hope that you'll come by Tommy's. And as I'm ringing the red bell for my the bell for my red kettle, or go to teamhudson.org, teamhudson.org, because the Salvation Army, they're out there fighting the good fight every day, helping these families who in some instances can't help themselves. And that's where you need to step up. You know, we had Major Kelly on a little while ago, and he was talking about the fact that the Salvation Army here in Greenville is losing $90,000 of funding from the United Way. We got to step up and help fill the gap. So, how are you going to cook your turkey? How are you going to cook your turkey? You fry it. You put it in the big green egg. You do the traditional roasting. My friend AT Tommy Smith just coming by. I'm going to ask him. So who cooks the turkey in your house, AT Tommy Smith?
Well, I'll have to be honest with you. We buy it and it's already ready, and we just have to warm it up.
So you do the easy part.
Yeah, she's not going to want to hear that, but I'm just telling you the truth. I can't deceive you.
Well, I've got my lie detector hooked up to you there, and the bells and whistles will start going off if you did otherwise. But well, you know, hey, look, that's different families have different traditions, and that's that. As long as you have turkey. I just don't think you can go through Thanksgiving and not have turkey, regardless of where you get it.
I'm exactly the same way, and I like gelled cranberry sauce. That's a must, and she knows that. So regardless of how we end up eating, she will always make sure that that's there. And we do cook turkey sometime. I'm just talking about this year in particular.
Yes.
We're getting it already cooked and ready to go. So it's been a crazy year, obviously.
All right, the other question I've been asking people along the way, too, is, you know, things sometimes get contentious in this political season we're in. Do you talk politics at the table?
Well, yeah, we do a little bit, you know, and she is in a business that where she has to deal with a lot of HR directors. She has some very interesting clientele, you know, Major League Baseball, Shell Oil and stuff. So she has a huge clientele that she has to serve. And they are always wanting to talk, you know, some level of politics. So we do, of course. But right now, the politics that we talk are all about the sheriff's race.
And we have it coming up January the 7th. We have a special election, and Tommy, what I've been telling people is we got to get this one right.
Right.
Because we didn't last time, and we found ourselves in a mess. You had a long career in law enforcement. Talk with us about that.
I have, and I've been very fortunate. And, you know, to echo what you just said, Joey, that's exactly right. And I've been saying that publicly, that, you know, this time Greenville County cannot afford another mistake to get it wrong. My roots are here, born and raised here. I spent 8 years in the sheriff's office, went from a dispatcher to a lieutenant, and then had an opportunity to go to the federal service and actually ended up with the U.S. Secret Service, where I stayed for almost 30 years and had a tremendous career. I rose from an entry-level agent in Miami to the deputy director when I retired at the end of 2015.
Yep, and now you're back back home. And you'll be in a special election. December the 9th, we're going to have a debate. We're going to be asking you some tough questions. My friend Deb Sofield just walked up. And, Deb, thank you, first of all, first Monday for sponsoring this and being a partner with us. We'll be broadcasting it. But, of course, we'd love to have people come out in person. They can text DEBATE to 877-235-9405. Register. It is free, but Deb does need for you to register or she won't let you in.
I won't let you in, but I will tell you this, we have a lot of folks coming. We're going to fill that room. So I think it's really great for the candidates to see the interest in the community. And, you know, Tommy said it right. We can't get it wrong. We've got to get it right. And the folks who are running, they have a short period, and then they have to turn around and run again.
Yes.
So it's going to be interesting because it gives everybody the chance to see who can be the front runner and lead the organization. But the debate is going on Monday. Actually, I've asked everyone to be in the room by 6:45, Joey, because you're going live at 7. And so we've got a great opportunity to let our community meet the folks who are running to represent us and protect us.
Yes. Yes. So we'll see you December the 9th.
I will be there.
Tommy Smith. And he just handed me a check. I'm going to have to ring. I love ringing this bell.
Yeah, Joey, we know
I'm getting
that.
Good
we,
at
we've
it.
All heard it this morning.
I'm getting good at it. Thank you. Thank you for your generous contribution.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you.
Tommy Smith, Deb Sofield, we'll all be together December tonight. Text debate to 877-235-9405. And register because, you know, as we said, we got to get it right this time.
And listen to Deb. She's tough. So you got to be sure you do what she said.
There,
you got to register.
There
she
you go.
Let you in the door.
Yes. Yes. I better register myself.
I'm going to bring my cap gun.
Yes.
I'm going to make sure
there
it's
there you
safe.
Go. As we wrap up this special edition of the Morning Answer at Tommy's Ham House, there's still time for you to come by and give a little to our Red Kettle as we are kicking off our Red Kettle campaign for the Salvation Army. Go to TeamHudson.org, TeamHudson.org. Give generously. We've had a lot of people do so. Big Rock came by this morning. They gave $1,000. My friend Danny Green with Superior Renovations, if you need a deck or a bathroom renovated or something, he surprised me. He gave me $500 for my kettle, but then challenged me to match it, so I had to. He kind of put me on the spot. Give whatever you can. We've had State Senator Dwight Loftus came by, and he made a donation. Mike Burns matched that. Felicia Robbins with the Fred Collins Foundation, she matched theirs. So lots going on here at Tommy's Ham House for this Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign because they do such good work. They're in the battle every single day out there helping families in the upstate. And we just haven't had enough time this morning to truly tell the story because of all the things that they do, that they do on a day-to-day basis here in upstate South Carolina. Dan Hobson is with me as well as Lori Hensley. Lori, I'm going to start with you. Just quickly tell me your story and why you are part of Salvation Army.
Okay, well, thank you for having me, and thank you for bringing awareness to all that Salvation Army does. I'll be honest that I did not know all they did until I had a tour on the campus a little over a year and a half ago. So my family serves every Sunday at lunchtime in the dining hall, and I just believe in all that they're doing, and I see how much they're loving and caring for everyone in the community, and I wanted to be a part of that.
Yeah, and it is a wonderful organization, and I think I can probably say for you, Lori, that you certainly receive more than you give when you're over working with them.
Absolutely. I definitely, every Sunday, am just inspired by meeting the people and hearing their stories and all of the hard work that they overcome and the obstacles that they overcome, and I just want to be able to give back to them and let them know that they are loved and cared for.
Sure, sure. And anyone can give. TeamHudson.org, TeamHudson.org. Dan Hobson with me as well. And Dan, you see firsthand some of the great work that the Salvation Army does. You work with the men's shelters here, and it's just a very important part of what the Salvation Army does.
Yes, it is. I mean, people don't realize the homeless problem here in Greenville. So, unfortunately, I turn away anywhere from half a dozen guys a day looking for beds, you know. So, yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I didn't know how much they did until I started working for them either.
Yeah, yeah. And people just need to, you know, if you're listening today and you have that same thought, you're not quite sure what the Salvation Army does, run by. And Dan, you guys, you're happy to take people through to show them firsthand what the money that we're raising goes to.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. They can set up a tour if they need to. I work every weekend. They can come see me at the men's shelter. I'll be more than happy to show them around.
Yeah,
you know, because a lot of people aren't aware of everything that we do.
Yeah, and that is a lot, and that's why we're here today. And we'll be in Greenwood on December the 13th, headed over to Anderson. We'll be in Spartanburg as well throughout December as we kick off our Red Kettle campaign to raise money for the organization doing the most good. Dan, thank you for what you're doing. I just noticed a good friend of mine, Fielding Covers, walking through. Cubby, so good to see you. Now, you're off a few days here, a few months, before you have to go back and do the important work that you do in Major League Baseball. But always good to have you in town.
Well, it's good to be here, Joy, and it's good to stop by and have breakfast with you and a few of your great listeners this morning. And it's a great time of the year because, quite frankly, there's no baseball just right
no
now.
No baseball, yes, yes. All right, I got to ask you a personal question.
Absolutely.
Who cooks the turkey in the Fielding Covers home? Is it you or Claire or...
Well, I used to smoke it, but we now go down to my sister's, so she's in charge of cooking the
That's even better.
Turkey now. Absolutely. Absolutely. You go somewhere else, let somebody else do all the cooking.
Yes. Yes. And how do you you said you smoked it. Do you prefer it smoked, fried, or the old traditional roasting?
I tell you, one of the best purchases in my life. You know, we always have these things that we purchase and never turn out the way that they're described, right?
Yes.
Well, I purchased an Orion smoker one time, and it was everything is advertised. You literally put a 20-pound turkey on this Orion smoker, and in about an hour and 40 minutes, you take it off, and it is unbelievably good. And there's nothing you can do to mess it up. So it's just perfect for me.
Yeah, it's ready to go. Yeah, Fielding Cover is with me. And, of course, you hear me and my friend Mike Gallagher mention Cubby from time to time. Fielding serves on the board of Gallagher's Heroes. We help the families of the fallen officers. You guys in Major League Baseball, you have your charities, too. You do a lot of good work as well.
We do. You know, we used to just travel around and do the games, and at the end of the day, we'd go back to the hotel and wait our 21 hours to go back out there again. But we finally decided to get something started to kind of give back to these cities that do an awful lot for me and my family. So we started UMPS Care Charities, and we have different initiatives. We visit children with pretty serious injuries and diseases, and we visit them. We have a Build-A-Bear program for them, and then we have also a scholarship program where we give $10,000 a year to an older in life adopted child, and we send them 4 years to college. And
wow.
So we do a lot of things that we're proud of now, and we just like this, we have to get out there and do some fundraisers and things, but it's all for a great cause, and it gives us a chance to give back to these cities that have given an awful lot to me.
And that's what it takes, Fielding, is just everybody doing their part. And that's what we're doing today, and that's what we do with the Salvation Army. Appreciate you being here. Go to TeamHudson.org, 877-235-9405. Text the keyword GIVE. Give generously like a Big Rock who chipped in $1,000. My friend, State Senator Dwight Loftus, gave $250. That was matched by Representative Mike Burns. Felicia Collins of the Fred Collins Foundation matched that as well. Superior Renovations, $500. They challenged me. Quite a surprise. I matched that. There's going to be plenty of opportunities in the coming weeks as we head into December. Glad to have you along on this Wednesday morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you. And as I always say, just be happy because God's in control.